AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Happy Thanksgiving. Millions of us will be celebrating with family, friends, and football. Chris Von Selassie is traveling to Virginia from New York by train.
It's busier because I come down at other times. It's definitely busier. The train's more packed. But other than that, it's fine.
He's one of millions of Americans traveling on what's expected to be one of the busiest Thanksgiving travel periods in almost a decade, in part because of the low gas prices. Gas is $2.13 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade steps off in New York 3 hours from now. The Islamic State group is calling it an excellent target, but authorities say there's no reason they know of to worry, and they're urging everybody to go out and have a good time. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We are aware of some of the reports that have been out there, but I want to assure all New Yorkers there's no credible and specific information of any specific threat directed at this parade.
Just in case, there will be a heavy police presence in New York this morning. Officers with assault weapons, radiation detectors, and bomb-sniffing dogs. President-elect Donald Trump is spending the holiday with family at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He's asking Americans to unite behind him now that the contentious election is over.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together.
He'll take the holiday off today after a 2-week scramble to assemble his administration from scratch. Football on this Thanksgiving evening, the Colts against the Steelers, though the Colts won't have quarterback Andrew Luck, who suffered a concussion in Sunday's win against Tennessee. This is AP Radio News. Another football rivalry is being renewed on this Thanksgiving Day. Here's correspondent Mike Young.
The Dallas Cowboys will try to extend their club record winning streak to 10 when they host their arch rivals, the Washington Redskins, on Thanksgiving Day. The Cowboys will rely on quarterback Dak Prescott and running back Ezekiel Elliott, who leads the National Football League in rushing, while the Redskins counter with quarterback Kirk Cousins and running back Rob Kelly. Washington has won their last two, and they need a win to stay in the wild card chase. They are a 7-point underdog against the Cowboys. Mike Young, Arlington, Texas.
People who live in Tokyo woke up today to the first November snowfall in more than a half century. An unusually cold air mass brought wet snow to the capital of Japan. Above freezing temperatures kept it from sticking in most places, though it is accumulating on sidewalks and cars. The last time it snowed in Tokyo, 1962 in November. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.